I think I have a plot of that. Some student did it for me, took that wave function and plotted, but I hope I didn't throw it out. I think it will come later. Okay, so we started with hydrogen, which is the simplest molecule. And it turns out that a fairly simple extension of that can be used to calculate the molecular orbitals of all homonuclear diatomic molecules. So that's molecules where both atoms are the same. So just two atoms in the molecule and they're both the same. So diatomic nitrogen, diatomic oxygen, diatomic hydrogen, like that. And what you do is you guess as the molecular orbital just the hydrogen wave functions on the one atom plus the hydrogen wave functions on the other atom. And you keep going until you've got enough. So for nitrogen and oxygen, if you used all the 2s and the 2p orbitals, that's probably enough. If you weren't sure, you could then keep going, start taking the 3s orbitals and getting more and more orbitals in this guess. And you, the more orbitals you take, the bigger the matrix you get out of it. But a 10 by 10 or a 20 by 20 matrix is not really a problem for MATLAB. Diagonalizing the matrix won't be the problem. What's a lot of work is calculating all the matrix elements. So this will take a while to do the three-dimensional integrals that you have to do to calculate all the matrix elements of the matrix. But once you get there,